This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown.
Just wait a while. He's in the back. He's in style.
I come from Girl in a Coma. That's where I've gotten a lot of my success from. I would love to just be able to be like, here's Nina Diaz. But I'm like a baby when it comes to the solo stuff.
Say to me, I am. Say to me, I am.
Growing up in San Antonio, Nina Diaz was one of those kids who spent a lot of time alone in her bedroom, singing along to the Smiths and imagining the world beyond. That is, until she got swept up into that world when her sister and a longtime friend asked her to form a rock band, Girl in a Coma. Her first show came a week before her 14th birthday. And the band quickly outgrew its Texas roots, drawing from a variety of musical influences, ranging from the Ramones to the riot girl groups of the 90s to the Cajunto singers their parents loved. Girl in a Coma won over critics and famous fans like Joan Jett, who became a mentor. Now, after a battle with addiction to alcohol and drugs, Diaz is out on her own for the first time with an album that's as much autobiography as a declaration of independence. It's called The Beat Is Dead.
Start the film. Feel your rhythm infectious as I lose my directions to the ways of will.
First of all, The Beat Is Dead, I just like the way the words sound
right,
together.
Sure, sure.
You know, it's really like just melodic group of words. But Queen Beats King is the song that I got it from, and it's a lyric in it, The Beat Is Dead. That whole song is about one of my dark times, a relationship I was in as well, and getting out of that. And to me, The Beat Is Dead means to victimize yourself is done. Like, that story is over. The beat is dead. It's over.
It's just the game, not the players that guided me to kindness for blindness, and the beat is dead. Darling, talk of addiction, you're the fan and the fan.
This seems like a real cathartic process for you. I mean, like, you went through a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
How's it going, the sober life and everything?
It's been good. I'm over 3.5 years now, 3.5 years sober. The way I got sober again this time around was I went to meetings and followed my steps. And I kind of strayed away from the meetings, not anything bad, but I always had it in the back of my mind. And because I'm so vocal about my sobriety, I figure, oh, this is my way of giving back, and this is my way of checking myself. So in a way, I'm open about it for me, but also I don't want it to be such a taboo subject, because I know lots of people go through this, and some people don't like to mention it or talk about it because they feel ashamed. But to me, I feel like that's where I've gotten a lot of my strength.
I'm back from the dead like I told you, friend. I will not love you until
So that's the plus side. The negative side these past 3.5 years would be how real everything feels because you're sober.
Why is that a negative?
I guess it's my way of saying negative, because it's like my bratty way of saying I have to feel this. There's that thing inside my brain that wants to run away sometimes. So now it's really looking at myself in a mirror and seeing everything. That's the scary thing.
There I stand. Sometimes I speak too quickly, end up inside another shell. I gave to you all my life, and how I feel my wings grow, and now it's time to take flight. How would you know yourself?
Oh. Several years ago, I was talking with a music critic who's based in Austin, well-known guy. And he told me, even within Girl in a Coma, in that context, you may move from sort of being a crooner, sort of moving slowly with the music, and then suddenly, from deep inside, this like roar just sort of builds up, and your eyes are darting back and forth, and it's almost like you're hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Where is that coming from? Is there somebody that you're conjuring or some idea that's something running through your head at that moment when this sort of force almost seems to take you over?
There is. And, you know, when I'm not doing the belting part, when I'm crooning, that's when I'm conjuring other people more. That's when I'm thinking of Jeff Buckley or Michael Hutchence or, you know, when I get to the belting part, that's completely me. I feel like that's like when I was recording with David Garza, there was a certain line where he's like, sing it like Nina. Like, you're trying too hard to sing it. Like, sing it like you do that. That's what you do. Like, do it. And I didn't realize till that moment of like, oh, that is what I do, isn't it? Like, I'm still finding myself as a vocalist. And now, whenever that time comes in a song where I'm just letting it out, I think it does come from everything that I've been through. So when I sing, that's my time, that's my therapy. And I think that's why when that belting comes, I give it everything inside of me, because afterwards I feel so much better.
How do you like this solo work that you're doing? Is this something that you see going on to do? I know you haven't disbanded Girl in the Coma. Mm-hmm. Where do you go from here?
Well, I really don't know where it's heading, the album's heading, but I know mentally I can't see myself stopping this. I'm going to continue to make solo records and Girl in the Coma records. I finally feel like I found this is what I needed, that balance. Because I feel like I do have two different personalities inside of me, you know, and there's that rocker side that just wants to just play my guitar, hide behind my hair. And then there's the complete entertainer side that wants to pull my hair back and look at the person and engage with them more. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm satisfying both of those itches inside of me. I've been talking about this for so long, and now people are finally going to be able to hear it and complete and hold the vinyl and hold the CD. So that has taken place in my mind now of like one thing at a time. Let's focus on these people getting it in their hands first. And then let's see what else happens.
Well, I hope maybe you can give us just a little preview, a taste of something off the album. Would you be willing to play something maybe acoustically for
us?
Yeah,
definitely. Definitely.
Every time I try to find another place to stay, every time I try to look away, it seems to cave. All in the back of my mind, in the back of my mind. Every time I try to look away, I scream your name. Every time I try to walk away, I still the same. Oh, in the back of my mind, in the back of my mind. I don't wanna be the bad one, I don't wanna be the sad one that you find.
You can hear the full acoustic version of this song, January 9th, performed at the Texas Standard Studios, as well as a lightning round with Nina Diaz at texasstandard.org.